Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. We thank you, Lord God, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, we shout hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. I praise and I magnify your name because, Lord, you are great. And Lord, you are good and you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua that cleanses us from all sin and unrighteousness. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, O God, to be our advocate, to be our comforter, to lead us and to guide us into all truth. Lord, we are grateful and thankful, Lord God, that you've given us this opportunity, Lord, to see another day. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives. And Lord, we thank you. And we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. Lord, I magnify your name. I thank you for the healing power, the healing anointing of the Holy Spirit, driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord God, for breaking the strongholds over people's lives that held them in bondage and captivity in the name of Yeshua. We bind the strong men of mind control and mental illness in the name of Yeshua. We bind the strong men of witchcraft in the name of Yeshua. We bind the strong men of doubt and unbelief in the name of Yeshua. And we cut and set of the cords in Yeshua's mighty name, that your people might walk in liberty and freedom, that your people will be free to worship you in spirit and truth, that people will enter into a covenant relationship with you, having a desire to know you as their Lord, as their Savior. And Lord, I thank you today. God, I thank you. And God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for healing cancer, the esophagus. Thank you for that being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for sciatic nerve pain being healed in Yeshua's mighty name. Lord, I thank you for healing gout. I thank you for gout being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for healing hypertension and high blood pressure in the name of Yeshua. Lord, I thank you for healing every form of leukemia being healed right now in these children in the name of Yeshua. God, release your healing and power. Let the gifts of healing be activated in the body of Christ, that your people will stand and begin to pray for the sick to be healed in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. And Lord God, I thank you for the financial miracles. I thank you for the financial breakthroughs. God, I thank you for that in Yeshua's mighty name. Release your power. Release your anointing. Release your glory as never before in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Saints, amen. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. Amen. God is good and His mercy endure to forever. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not your typical radio preacher. And give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something that I say, pray and seek the face of God and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Saints, as you always know, this is my declaimer. Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, His return is imminent. Amen. It's extremely important that we as believers in the body of Christ, that we enter into that place in Him, that we are serving Him, we're seeking Him, that we're praying and just being in that place that we could be the yielded vessels, that He can use us in these end times. And the scripture prophesied at times when things would grow worse. And we're seeing it, you know, as a country, as a whole, the country is given over to idol worship, idolatry. We worship so many things on so many different levels. And it's extremely grievous that we don't have the discernment to understand what is taking place, what is happening, how the enemy has blinded the minds of people to where their people are no longer receiving the gospel of Yeshua. Many of the mainline churches and ministers, they're preaching a soft gospel, and they're preaching a gospel of self-help instead of preaching a relationship, being in relationship with Christ, coming to know Him as your Lord and as your Savior. And so we need revival. You're going to hear me say this: God, send revival to the body of Christ. Send revival to the United States of America. Because saints, we got to get on track. We got to get to the place to where we have a desire not only to be in a relationship with him, but to experience his power and glory as never before. You know, God is always moving, and God desires for his people, and God is looking for a people who will yield and surrender. Say, God, I'll live for you. God, I'll serve you. God, if you want me to pray for the sick, God, I'll pray for the sick. Lord, if you want me to lay hands and cast out devils, Lord, I'll cast out devils. Lord, whatever you want me to do, God, I'll do it. If you want me to go out and feed the hungry, God, I'll feed the hungry. Just give me the money to do it. Because we're living in some very, very dark times. The spiritual warfare, the intensity level has increased. And something that we need to recognize and understand. The warfare has intensified greatly in the spiritual realm. And for some reason, many in the body of Christ, we're walking around like there's nothing going on. We don't understand that when bad things that are happening in the natural, that's because they've happened in the spiritual realm first. And now it is spilled over into the natural realm to where we're experiencing the difficult circumstances and trials because we are involved in a spiritual warfare. We are involved in a spiritual conflict. And we need to begin to operate and walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says be filled with the Spirit and be led of the Spirit. And we got to get to the place where we are learning to yield and surrender to the Holy Spirit of God. So where the Holy Spirit of God can begin to lead us and guide us and order our footsteps. And if we're going in the wrong direction, then the Holy Spirit can correct us and bring us back into the proper place and the proper perspective that we begin to walk in God's will for our lives. We're in this series, The Conflict, The Temptation, and we were in Genesis talking about it last week, and we need to recognize and understand, since there is a fierce warfare being waged every second of the day against your soul. We need to understand, saints, that the enemy is coming after you. And I'm going to say this, the closer you get to God, the more you pray, the more you seek him, the more you praise, the more you worship, the more you come in alignment with God's word for your life, the enemy will come at you to try to divert your attention, to take away your focus from pursuing even a greater relationship and walk with him. Because as you begin to pray and seek him, your destiny and your purpose will be revealed to you. Then you will be able to go out and proclaim the gospel of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, to those that don't know him. You will begin to walk in boldness. You will begin to walk in authority. You will begin to share your testimony with those that don't know him, because we're called to be living witnesses for him. You see, it is through our testimonies and our deliverance that we can bring healing and deliverance to others and provide hope to those that don't know him, because there are many people that are walking around. Well, there are people who are successful people that are committing suicide. There are young children that are committing suicide, and we in the body of Christ, we need to wake up and we need to say, God, arise from your resting place. God, we need you to move as you've never moved before. We need more of God in the body of Christ. We have ushered him out. We've not allowed the Holy Spirit to be God in the midst of our congregation because of the self-centered preaching and the man-centered preaching of self-love, instead of falling in love with God and allowing the Holy Spirit to order and lead in God and dictate our services and how we praise and how we worship. Everything that Jesus did, Yeshua did, he was led by the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible declares that he left an example for us to follow. And if we have not learned to follow his example, Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, demonstrated how to live a spirit-filled and a spirit-led life. And here we are in 2022, and we are still stumbling and bumbling. We have not learned how to say, okay, Holy Spirit, order my footsteps today. Holy Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, speak through me. We still have not learned how to do that. I want us to go into Matthew chapter 4. We need to recognize, saints, because this warfare has been raised every second of the day against your soul. The enemy wants you back in his kingdom, and the purpose is to destroy you. And if you are not sober and vigilant, he will recapture you and carry you away in bondage. You see, part of the purpose of deliverance ministry is to set the captives free. And a lot of people, even though they may be members of a church, are still bondage and in captivity to various generational sins and behaviors and patterns that they've not been delivered from because the preachers have not taught them that you need to war against the spirit of darkness, the kingdom of darkness, because it's real. This is not something that was mythical. This was not something that just happened in biblical times. The kingdom of darkness desires to destroy your life. The Bible declares in Matthew 10:10, he said, enemy comes, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And when you are going through trials and tribulations, you got to be saying, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why am I coming under attack? I'm going to tell you, if you're praying, if you're reading your word, if you're praising, if you're worshiping, if you're giving of tithes and offerings, you're being obedient to what God is giving you to do, and you're drawing closer to Christ, then the enemy is going to do everything he can to draw you out of that fellowship and to bring you back into a place to where you're walking in rebellion, you're walking in disobedience, which gives the enemy legal right to come and to attack you, to destroy what God has blessed and what God has given you. Why do you think that there are so many marriages in the body of Christ? The divorce rate is so high in the body of Christ because the enemy comes to divide and to destroy. A lot of times you have people who got married, they were unequally yoked when they got married. And you have a situation where you have people who got married, then one got saved and got on fire with God and started praying and seeking God, and you had the other one who just stayed in the same place. You see, the enemy is so subtle. Yes, you're going to have trials. Yes, you're going to have tribulations, but the body of those in a relationship with Christ and in a marriage relationship between a husband and wife, it should be so that if both people are praying and seeking the face of God, there should be more harmony and joy and bliss instead of anger and division and hatred and all these different types of things. It's because the enemy is at work. He's working through one of the individuals, or he might be working through both. Why? Because God instituted marriage between a man and a woman. And because of Eve, we read that, and we were in Genesis the last couple of programs, that when Eve sinned, God, the consequences, well, he says, well, the man's going to be your ruler over you, and you're going to have to learn how to submit to him. And what's so bad about that particular thing, this is something that God said needed to happen. We don't see that happening in the body of Christ today, because now the women are running the men. The men are Ahabs, and they submitted to the authority of their wives instead of being submitting to God. That's what got Adam in trouble. I know when I used to pass and preach, oh my God, the women look at me, boy, they start throwing arrows and darts. If they could have had a gun and got them and shot me, they would have shot me. Because this is what God said. And why? Because we as men, we have to learn to be submitted to the authority of God as our head and as our covering. And part of the problem with Adam was not submitted to God's authority and God's word, because he rebelled and he disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden. He abdicated his position of authority. God gave him dominion, but he abdicated his position of authority. And he said, there's going to be conflict between you and the woman. But when a woman is you truly submitted to the lordship of Jesus Christ, she's not going to have a hard time being submitted to the authority of her husband. Because then you have to say, well, I'm just as anointed as you, and I'm just as that. And no, I don't care if you're anointed. Are you fulfilling the role of a wife? The man, are you fulfilling the role of a husband, as a father, as a provider, as the spiritual priest of your home? We talked about this, saints. This is real talk. And a lot of people don't really want to have real talk in the body of Christ. They want to be hyped up and preach something that makes their flesh feel good. But my job is to equip the believers so that you're ready for any strategy and any attack of the enemy that will come against you. In Matthew chapter 4, let's go there. You're listening to Straight From His Word. I keep telling you, I'm not the typical radio preacher. This is not for the faint of heart. Glory to God. It says in verse number 1, Matthew chapter 4, verse number 1, it said, after Jesus was baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, it says, then was Jesus, well, let me go to John 3:13 and read, and we'll flow right into 4:1. If that all right with you, saints? All right. You listen straight from his word. In verse 3:13 says, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan and to John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus said unto him, Allow it to be so for now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill the righteousness. Then he allowed him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight up out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. It didn't say he was a dove, it says like. There's a way that a dove descends, and people have made the Holy Spirit out to be a bird, a dove. God help us. This says descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. We're talking about spiritual warfare. I'm teaching my son this. The engagement has to be led by the Holy Spirit of God. A lot of times when we begin to venture and begin to walk in spiritual warfare and spiritual conflict, we just run in there and just think we're going to do it. No, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit of God. We got to learn. This is a part of being following his leading. Here we see the prime example of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, being led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. Because the Holy Spirit knew what was going to go down. The Holy Spirit knew what the enemy was going to do. But understand, there was a prophetic significance of this encounter and this engagement that needed to happen, that needed to take place before Jesus was launched into his ministry. It says, when Jesus was led up into the Spirit unto the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and it says that when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Afterward, he was hungry. Now understand that when the enemy begins to show up, he is going to show up when you're tired, when you're frustrated, when you're oppressed, when you're hungry, when you're in need. The enemy is going to show up at your weakest moment. Because when you're in that place, in that position of a weakness or loneliness, or you're struggling. Now understand, a lot of times the enemy is the one who has caused this stuff, because he's looking for an avenue. How can I get in there and gain leverage in the life of this believer so that I can pull them out of fellowship with Christ? So I can stop them from praying. I can stop them from reading the word of God. I can stop them from praising. I can stop them from worshiping. I can stop them from giving and supporting the work of the Lord. What can I do? And he came with Jesus when he was hungry after 40 days. Now you need to understand, the temptations started immediately. The trial started immediately, but what the enemy will do, he will rev it up. The pressure will become harder and harder and harder. He'll keep coming from the north, south, east, and the west. He'll come at you. He'll throw everything at you and the kitchen sink. Because why? He wants you to be overwhelmed. He wants you to be fatigued. He wants you to get to a place where, God, I'm just too tired. God, I can't do this anymore. God, I'm this and I'm God there. And you get to the place to where you're just worn down. He will beat you and he will beat you and he will beat you. Understand, the scripture tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rules of darkness and spiritual weakness in high places. It says wrestle. That means you're engaged in hand-to-hand conflict. So in the spiritual realm, there is a battle that is going on around you spiritually. You can't see the warfare, but it's happening. And many of you walk around and you're like, God, I'm just beat down. I'm just tired. And you figure, well, when you can recognize that, you know, oh, this is spiritual conflict. This is a spiritual battle. And Lord, I got to get in my prayer closet. God, I got to get my praise on. And I tell people, look, when you get to where, get your favorite praise and worship songs. And you start praising and thanking God for the victory. Start praising and thanking God for delivering you. Thanking him for being God. Thanking him for being your healer, your deliverer. You begin to offer the sacrifice of praise and begin to say, God is good and his mercy endure forever. And if you study in the Old Testament, when they would begin to sing and say that, God would set an ambushment against the enemy. God would arise from his resting place and he would begin to scatter the camp of the enemy. You see, God has equipped us in the body of Christ to where we have the blood of Yeshua. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. We have the full counsel of God's word, which is the sword of the Spirit. So we have the armor of God that we can put on. So we can begin when the engagement begins and the Holy Spirit says, yes, engage. We are going to be victorious. But you can't be victorious if you've been preached a timid, watered-down version of the gospel
We are supposed to be a militant body of Christ, a militant believer. Look at all these people in these false religions, how militant they are about their gods that they serve and they worship. We become so passive in the body of Christ that the devil sit back and says, I don't have to do a whole lot of work with them. It's that remnant group that I need to worry about. It's that remnant that is praying. It's that remnant that is fasting. It is that remnant that is decreeing and declaring that Jesus is Lord, that Yeshua is Lord, that is determining that God's power is greater than the power of sin and the power of darkness. I keep telling you, and you got to get this in your spirit, God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. God has no equal. When everything is falling apart, you got to look to God and say, Lord, you are God, and beside you, there is no other. You are the Holy One of Israel. You are the creator of the heavens and earth. God, you already know what was going to be coming at me. And so, God, I'm looking to you because, God, your word declares that you, my God, shall supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, you said in a time of trouble, if I cry out to you, you would deliver me. God, you even say that you would hide me in the cleft of the rock. God, you are my supplier. God, I look to you for strength. God, I look to you for healing. You see, we put too much effort in looking and for to the wisdom of man to bring deliverance when we serve the creator of the universe. We are God's son. We are God's daughters. And there's no reason for us to walk in oppression and depression. When you study in the Psalms, you see King David suffered with oppression and depression and agony. And a lot of it was brought on as a result of the sin of killing Uriah the Hittite. But I want to encourage you today that even in the midst of all of his struggles and the chastisement and the judgment of God being upon him, David still had a heart to serve God. David still had a heart to seek after God. Why? Because he knew that God loved him. David never really lost sight of the fact that God was God. And that God had brought him to this place to where he was living and walking in. That's why when the scripture says, I found a man after my own heart, David's heart never turned away from the Lord. Yes, David made some bad decisions and did some stupid things. We all have done stupid things. I've done so many stupid things. My middle name should be Stupid. Just kidding, saints. But when we look at it, how much God loves us that he sent his only begotten son to be the sacrificial lamb. If you ever doubt God's love, think about what Yeshua did, what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary, how he willingly laid down his life. Jesus died that we might live. And it's not for us to live in oppression and depression, but it's for us to live in a covenant relationship with him and the Father. And walk in victory, to walk in liberty, and to walk in freedom, and to have boldness to engage the kingdom of darkness, to bind the strong man, and tell the devil, you will not destroy my life. You will not destroy the life of my children. You will not destroy my marriage. Why? Because I am a son and daughter of the Most High God. And when Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, shed his blood for me and rose from the grave the third day, I have been redeemed, and your power and your authority over my life is broken because God loved me. God loves me. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers, your financial support. The Spirit of God moves on you to bless us. Please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, Lord, return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones and your friends and your co-workers that their hearts will be open to receive the gospel. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Yeshua is Lord.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Timothy Lavelle.